Exploring the magic of menstruation. From the time that you received this blessed gift from the goddess, as an adolescent, you became a greater manifester. As a young child, your words did not strike such a chord with the parents, but as an adolescent, it was as if you struck them down with words. Wow, look at my power. If you sent a strong emotion behind those words, you noticed that you got grounded longer. There was more of a reaction from your mother or your father. Why is this? Simply because you began to menstruate. You began to apprentice your magic with the goddess. You began to harness your creative power in this world, to co-create with spirit. The physical items that would ground your ego in this elusive world, giving you a foundation for greater work. But why does it have to be so painful if it is so magical? You hold inside of your womb and your eggs a birth each time. Each time an egg is released, you move through the birthing process. You move through the gestation. You move through the pregnancy, the bloating. And then the release of the egg, the birth, but you get to do it each month. In that process holds great magic. The pain is a symbol of your body's ability to create on a physical level. It keeps you inside of it. Even if you do not have pain with your cycle, menstruation makes an entrance each month emotionally, physically, and then makes itself known by releasing your blood moon. You begin to apprentice your magic in the world, your ability to try on different hats, different jobs, different classes. You can take something on, work with it, create it, and then decide differently. Your blood moon gives you this opportunity each month to try on your creativity in a variety of different ways. You are at your most magical. Your ability to create on a physical level is faster at these ages. Faster, more powerful. So much so that in certain religions and spiritual traditions, a menstruating woman was not allowed in the room during certain magical workings, certain traditional ceremonies. Why? Her sorcery. Her sorcery was considered greater than the magician at work. That is how powerful your blood moon is. You are a creator, but you are still developing your ability to hold the power on a regular basis. Each time you release an egg, each time you menstruate, you also create a child of some kind. You put your energy out into the world. A baby is born with each blood moon. Each cycle produces an energetic child out into the world. Imagine that. Imagine the beauty and the love. Imagine what a great creator you are, being able to produce a child each month. Eventually, that child becomes physical in some way, whether it is a creative pursuit that you apprentice with, that you train for, a baby a relationship, a teaching, a writing, a painting, whatever it may be, you will produce something physically during these years. Sometimes when your menstrual cycle begins to be more painful, looking at whether or not you are utilizing that magic. Are you utilizing this raw energy that is flowing through each month? Are you taking it and making it malleable within yourself? Are you growing with it? Are you creating skills, developing yourself in some way? If you are stagnant in your life, your blood moon will also become stagnant in the body. It may produce in the form of cysts or fibroids, extra tissue, or not fully releasing your blood moon each month. Taking care of the health of your body, releasing the toxins that are acquired in your environment with exercise, movement, is necessary to the flow of your creativity, because your flow at this time is physical. It is your birthright as female. Your birthright to create. When you become conscious of each egg that is released in a month, we encourage you to become conscious of what you are creating in that month. Let's speak about that cycle. You begin to have cramping or bloating. You begin to want to eat just a little bit more. You become irritable. You produce PMS. What is that syndrome, premenstrual syndrome? Premenstrual syndrome has within it a healing, bringing to you emotions, experiences, things that need to be healed or taken responsibility for in your reality. You are not irritable for no reason. Your hormones are producing a way for you to send out a signal to clean up your creative space on a regular basis. Cleaning it up and looking at it. Is there anything that I am co-creating with that needs healing? Is there anything blocking my ability to create? Or do I just need to release the emotion I am holding in my womb in an effort to allow that energy to flow into my creativity and my universe? Take the opportunity to take responsibility for your conscious creative reality. What are you holding that you might have even brought in with you from other lifetimes? What are you holding from your home environment, your parents, your spouse, your children, your friends? What are you holding within yourself that is trying to surface in this premenstrual cycle? Looking at it, giving yourself the space to feel it, the space to look at it, to release it. And then your flow comes forward, noticing that the majority of your pain is right before the bleeding begins. The first day, the more you bleed, the more the pain ceases. If you take an anti-inflammatory, you will notice, not only does the pain go away, but my bleeding increases, it becomes easier. This flow is the birth that you are experiencing each month. If you receive migraines, headaches, there is a message, a child, something that wants to come forward, revealing itself to you. In ancient history, women went to caves during their blood moon. They gathered together, sitting in the cave for days at a time, meditating, receiving their guidance from spirit and healing. Healing themselves and healing their people, their village. They came together in community. Emerging from the cave, a wiser woman with more insight, intuition, and the responsibility of what she was to walk back into her village and create. She was cleansed, poised for the action that her reality required of her, using these first few days to meditate, to go into process with your healing, inviting in your higher self and the goddess to help you create. If you are unclear on what your purpose is, or what your purpose is just for now, using your menstruating cycle, using this menstruation as a portal, a doorway in to the insight of what you are to create. If for now that is simply healing, if you are holding trauma in your uterus, using this time to heal that trauma, allowing it to surface with the blood moon, to flow over with your emotions. Your emotions and your blood come together. That is the cleansing. That is the healing. That time is also an opportunity to create ceremony with your blood. This blood has in it raw creative goddess energy. You are in your prime creator years. Whatever you intend, during the time that your cycle is coming on, when you have the headache, when you have the bloating and the cramps, but you have not yet bled, using that time and the peak of when you just begin to bleed, to co-create with spirit, to co-create with your higher self, to bring them through your crown chakra, entwining with your central channel, your DNA, your kundalini, asking for creation, for healing or creation or both. And then allowing our cycle to carry it through. You see, the universe has a wisdom. The divine infinite intelligence knows that you are in a physical world with a physical body. It utilizes this system to assist you in what you are here for. To assist you in your development so that you can later hold power when you are older, when you have less energy, when you are able to sit for longer periods of time. Our suggestion, if you work with ceremony during your time when your blood moon is active, you may put it into a container, or better yet, bleed directly on the earth, putting into it the intention of your creation, using it to fertilize your plants or a plant that you are using as a symbol for that particular creation, putting the goddess energy right into it, allowing it to soak up the magic from your womb, seeing what you are capable of. Each healing and release creates a new beginning. This is the cycle of life. After death is a rebirth. Your body holds this sacred, returning it. The following meditation will help you reduce the pain by receiving the knowledge, the wisdom, and by receiving the healing. The second meditation will help you to co-create with the goddess if you wish to do the earth ritual.